after decades of trying.
I'm pleased to announce that we have an agreement.
Backroom deals and struck behind closed doors.
It's a victory for the American people.
We're going to check the agenda now on this Monday morning with Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner, The New York Times. And joining us from London is Vladimir Hernandez, reporter for BBC Mundo, the BBC Spanish service. Good morning, Vladimir.
Hello, how are you?
And Marcus, as always.
Good morning.
So a huge boost, it seems, for the president, 219 to 212, a vote in the House to pass health care reform, the most significant social legislation in decades. There is some consensus on that. So what? Is this momentum going forward, or is this political capital spent?
Well, it's ironic. If it had not happened, it would have been the end for almost all intents and purposes of this administration's agenda. The fact that it passed is a momentum. It does build momentum. There's no question that there was a lot of political capital spent, but this president now rides high. You know, last week we were talking about the possibility after he had canceled that trip to Indonesia. First he postponed it, then he canceled it, of him really becoming a victim, to kind of a hostage to health care inside the White House, same way Jimmy Carter was to the Iranian hostage crisis. Well, now he's not looking like Jimmy Carter anymore, but he's looking like maybe he's FDR, and that's what he's going to try to ride on.
Well, the question really for the president and for Congress is how much do they need to be concerned about voices like this? Here's Dr. Kevin Poe, a primary care physician in Nashua, New Hampshire. He spoke with us over the weekend saying that the primary care front lines, which is really one of the missions of this health care reform bill, that those front lines are still overworked and overstretched.
If you look at some of the studies last year, then showed that more than 25% of primary care doctors are burnt out. And the reason they're burnt out is because of the time pressures they face and the bureaucracy that impedes the relationship with patients, the paperwork, and the frustrations that doctors face. And there's really very little in this bill that alleviates that.
Well, whether or not you want to comment on the doctor's predicament, there are a lot of people that are going to be grumbling about this bill as the details come out. How concerning is that for the
president? There's no question. There may even be more people grumbling about it than cheering it right now. As the president said, and it doesn't solve all the problems. The biggest opponents of it would say, well, it doesn't contain cost, which is the biggest problem. Already you're talking about healthcare taking up 18% of the American economy, and it's going to keep growing, and this is not going to rein that in, is what opponents and critics were saying. That, I think, is the most serious criticism they'll have to deal with. The reality of it is different from the politics of it. The politics of it is that the White House will now use this to – this clears the deck for all kinds of policies that were neglected and the orphans of this administration until now.
Is one of those immigration demonstrators were in Washington all weekend long? Does this is this the next step?
It's one of them, but jobs. That's it. That's probably number one. That's what Democrats are going to come turn to with a vengeance now. And the president is going to keep stomping this week for this legislation to convince the American people it's a good thing. There are lots of American families who don't have health insurance where you don't have to convince them it's a good thing. Are those going to be people who vote in November? That's what's up for debate.
Yeah, well, that's ultimately the agenda is how this looks in November. Vladimir Hernandez, reporter for BBC Mundo. We talked about immigration there for a moment. That's not going to be the issue as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrives in Mexico later on this week. What will be at the top of the agenda?
Well, most probably it's going to be the drug war, which is going on in Mexico and in the border with the U.S. And it's basically what can the both governments do to sort of control the levels of violence that have been going on. We remember that last weekend, two American officials were killed in Ciudad Juarez, which is near the border with El Paso in Texas. And also that's a city where at least 400 people have died because of drug-related violence as well. So that's going to be the main item of the agenda, we can see.
And as we can see in the delegation, you've got Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, you've got Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Admiral Mike Mullen. Does the hemisphere see this as America declaring that this is in fact a war zone in terms of the United States?
Well, if you come to look at it, if you compare it like figures of violence with sort of Iraq, Afghanistan, it's not that far away. I mean, this is a place where people are really dying on a daily basis because of the drug-related violence. And I think here what the Mexican government is also trying to do is to ask the U.S. for them to have more actions in terms of the consumers of drugs on their side of the border. So I would expect these to be really heated talks coming up.
And we're going to be talking about Juarez on our program tomorrow. Charles Bowden, the author of Murder City, Ciudad Juarez and the Global Economy's New Killing Fields, will be on the program. Vladimir, Haiti is certainly the focus of two former presidents. George W. Bush and Bill Clinton arrive in Haiti this week at a fragile moment of the recovery process from the January earthquake. The Haitians view these presidents quite differently, however. How's that going to play out?
Well, actually, today there are expected some protests against the visit from part of people who are supporters of Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who was an ex-president there, who many accuse President Bush to be having a hand in ousting him in 2004. So it's going to be interesting to see the reaction not only of the people who support Aristide, but also of the rest of the people there who are waiting for aid as well. So we're seeing a mix of politics and aid relief getting in this visit.
And we'll get the on-the-ground view of both the president's visit from our own producer, Tekoe Anna Sale, who's reporting from Haiti all week long. Vladimir, the Israeli ambassador, or the Israeli prime minister, comes to the United States. Do you think that's an important meeting going forward?
No, definitely. I mean, well, it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of these talks as well. I mean, especially what's been going on last week and the cancellation of Mitchell's visit to Jerusalem last week. So it's definitely a lot of interest in most of the region about this.
Marcus Mabry, I say that with a little tongue in cheek. It would be hard to determine who's helping whom here. Is Barack Obama helping Benjamin Netanyahu, or is Netanyahu trying to help Barack Obama get the peace process moving?
Well, it's an interesting point of view relative to the health reform passage here, because Barack Obama would have been a much weaker guy going in there talking to Netanyahu without it. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And the problem is, right now it's at a stalemate, and it does not look like Netanyahu is really coming, with a...
He may be more hat in hand, and I think a very powerful president. It could be a tense meeting, that's for sure. Your personal agenda, Marcus Mabry?
My personal agenda this week? I have no idea.
No idea. Vladimir Hernandez, how about you?
I'm trying to finish a book called Persian Fire, really good, by Tom Holland, where he's basically explaining how the Persian Empire saw that they were fighting against two terrorist
All
states.
Right. Great suggestions. Vladimir Hernandez, reporter for BBC Mundo, and Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner at The New York Times. That's your agenda.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.